the superior features in the body of the mosquito. You will soon once again be seeing how such a tiny creature as the mosquito is a great proof of creation. Contrary to popular opinion, mosquitoes do not feed on blood. Male mosquitoes never suck blood at all throughout their lives. It is only the females that suck blood, and they do this only to meet their eggs' protein needs during the laying process. The mosquito has two antennae, one on either side of its head. These organ sensory cells are incredibly powerful receptors. Female mosquitoes also have a tube, known as a proboscis, used to suck blood, situated between the antennae. This tube is no ordinary simple one. It is the sheath for a highly specialized cutting and vacuuming mechanism. When the mosquito bites, the sheath retracts and the cutting mechanism goes into action. This cutting mechanism consists of six parts. Four of them are very sharp cutting blades. The two other parts combine together to form a hollow tube. The mosquito inserts this tube into the tissue it has cut and sucks up blood. One of the most important features of the mosquito's proboscis is that it can bend at a certain depth. By means of this glorious property, the proboscis can move easily beneath the skin. This enables the insect to reach the area that is richest in blood vessels. But why is it we feel nothing as the insect is doing all this on our bodies? Because the mosquito miraculously prevents us doing so. It uses a local anesthetic. Yes, that's right. It uses a local anesthetic. How? The moment the mosquito bites, the defense system in the human body goes into operation and begins secreting an enzyme to stop the blood in that area. This enzyme also causes the blood to clot. If the blood starts to coagulate, it will be impossible for the mosquito to suck it up. But the mosquito has taken appropriate countermeasures. Despite being very small, it acts as if it knew all about the systems in the human body and injects a fluid from one of the blades into the wound. This fluid numbs the tissues and prevents the blood from coagulating. It is this fluid that later causes the area around the bite to itch and swell. All of this takes place in a very short space of time that it takes many seconds to describe, and the person is typically quite unaware the mosquito has bitten him. Now, an interesting point to consider. How does the mosquito know that blood possesses the property of clotting? Local anesthesia before surgery is a technique human beings have developed with the help of medical science, and relatively recently at that. So how did the mosquito come to acquire this knowledge? How did it come to possess these fluids, which are very difficult to synthesize, even under modern laboratory conditions, from the moment of its birth? There is a superior mechanism inside a tube measuring just 0.1 millimeter across and belonging to an animal, typically just 1 centimeter in size. How can this be? And the fact that these systems and the information required for the mosquito have been present in all the trillions of mosquitoes that have ever lived? The answer is clear. Allah has created mosquitoes and their anatomy and the structure of the human body down to the finest detail, and He rules over them. For people who think deeply, all living things are full of proofs of the manifest existence of Allah. Allah reveals this in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Mankind, an example has been made, so listen to it carefully. Those whom you call upon besides Allah are not even able to create a single fly, even if they were to join together to do it. And if a fly steals something from them, they cannot get it back. How feeble are both the seeker and the sought. They do not measure Allah with His true measure. Allah is all-strong, almighty.